Hey, you guys, good morning. The spotlight on Maryland, it is Gina Crash, is shining bright on Mary Francioli this morning. She is the Director of Development and Communications at the Family Tree. Welcome back, Mary.
Oh, thank you so much. So great to be here.
It's great to have you. We had you about, 3 years ago with your director, Pat Cronin?
Yep.
And we're going to catch up on all the things that that you've been up to between now and then. And of course, the big Best of Baltimore party is coming up Thursday, August 8th. And you guys have been the beneficiary, the recipient of those, a portion of those proceeds, right, for zillions of years now.
Yeah, 20 plus years. I mean, it's an incredible partnership. Oh, we're so fortunate.
Love that. And love introducing you to Amanda Brown as well. She's the Director of Marketing and Audience Development at Baltimore Magazine. Welcome back, Amanda.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So good to have you here. And it's so nice that you guys have partnered together for so many years. That just speaks volumes about both organizations. So I kind of let the cat out of the bag about when the Best of Baltimore party is, but I'll let you guys take it away with more of the details and that kind of thing.
Sure. So our Best of Baltimore party is Thursday, August 8th from 6:30 to 10:30. It is back at the Assembly Room in downtown Baltimore. We're super excited to kind of be going back to some of our roots. And this year, we're focusing on just it being a really fun celebration of summer in Baltimore. We've got some bright colors and fun themes, and I'm just welcoming everyone to really celebrate all of the wonderful things in our city that our editors have highlighted in our August issue, which is our signature annual Best of Baltimore issue.
And so people really look to that. I mean, when I first moved back to the area, I needed to find, you know, a hair salon or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's a huge resource. And the Assembly Room I went last year is a great space, too.
It was. It's great for the party. It really, everything's really cohesive and in one room and one big space. And so you can kind of be anywhere and feel like you're a part of the party and you can see everything going on. And that's been, I think, it was a great change for us last year.
Yeah, that's really cool. And when does that August issue hit newsstands? And that's coming up soon, right?
Yes, it hits newsstands on July 26th. We're super excited to share. This issue will have some of our editor's secrets. So some of the best secrets in Baltimore. And of course, we have the same categories we've always had. So, you know, there's arts and culture, style and shopping, food and dining, and all of those great pieces, news and politics. So they do a great job every year of rounding that out. And just like you mentioned, we do always say that it's sort of that coffee table issue that sticks around for an entire year. So we're really proud of it.
Absolutely. That and like the best restaurants, I always drag that out for special occasions. Trying to figure out a place to go for my birthday soon, actually. So same thing. And what's really cool, though, like, you know, Baltimore's such a great spot, and Baltimore Magazine does such a great job, you know, shining the spotlight on people doing great things. And it's also a very charitable city and one that supports a lot of great nonprofits like the Family Tree. And I think we go to so many of these events, and it's very important to remember why we're there and who it benefits. And thank you for doing that.
Yeah, we feel really good about the partnership. We love it. And what's amazing is that, you know, we've been working with the same three individuals for, you know, 15 years with Mary and Pat and Kelly. And it's so wonderful that we have such a personal relationship to it as well. So it's not just an organization where there's tons of people changing and all of these different, you know, faces. It's like, it's not just the Family Tree. It's Pat and Mary and Kelly. And so that's been really special for us. And it's so easy, the partnership. It's not, you know, we love doing it. It's great for them. We love how much it benefits them and their work, but it's like, it's a no-brainer.
Yeah, it's great to, then you, when you're replanning the next year's event, you already know who the recipient is, and you already know, you already have the heart of the event, you know.
And they're pros. They know exactly how the party works. They know everything. It's not like we're recreating the wheel. So.
Exactly. That's so cool. Now, so when did the Best of Baltimore party come first, or did, like, it's all together? Like, then the Family Tree was involved, like, from the beginning?
From the beginning.
They have been involved from the beginning. And I think, you know, from our tracking, we have helped raise through sponsorships that have been sold through the Family Tree and their board, as well as the portion of the proceeds that we give back at the end of the party every year, over $1 million.
That's
so it's really cool.
Huge.
It's amazing. That's amazing.
That is huge. Mm-hmm. And so, wow. So real quick, we're bouncing ahead a little bit, but I want to make sure, you know, we've been saying the Family Tree. But let's talk about the nonprofit's mission, which is to prevent child abuse and neglect, right? So for someone just tuning in that might be going to the party or wants to go to the party, but isn't that familiar with the Family Tree, I think this is where you could really shine, Mary, as Director of Development and Communications, which is a huge job that means fundraising and getting the word out. So you're here for both reasons.
Yeah. So the work that we do, we really feel at the Family Tree that a strong community is directly tied to strong families. And so that the work that we do is really giving parents the tools they need to raise healthy children. You know, one of the biggest public health issues that we're struggling with in Maryland is child abuse and neglect. So every 10 minutes, a child is reported abused or neglected.
Wow.
That's over 53,000 cases of abuse a year. And research shows us that for every one reported, two go unreported. And so those are the numbers that we're really dealing with inside of Baltimore and the state of Maryland also. But what we're really trying to do is stop abuse before it occurs. And that, you know, that is really the most effective way to get at this issue.
And that's where the prevention comes
in. Yeah. You know, and it's a lifelong struggle. So children who are abused, we have learned that adverse childhood experiences actually change the brain of a child. And if we can't get in and really give them the support they need, it leads to long-lasting consequences like juvenile crime and teenage pregnancy and mental health issues. And so we spend $1.5 billion every year in Maryland treating these effects. And if we could just get in front of the issue, I mean, how incredible would that be?
Yeah.
And that's really, you know, what we're trying to do. And so we do that. You know, the good news is child abuse can be prevented, and we try to do it through education. Really, you know, giving parents what they need. A lot of times the parents who come to us are raising children the way they were raised. And if we can give them other approaches, you know, and ways to handle issues, they see a totally different situation in their home. So that's really what the support of Baltimore Magazine really helps us do the work that we do. And, you know, we have a wide variety of programs. We do parenting education. We do parent support groups. We have a 24-hour parenting helpline. We do home visiting. So if there's a family that maybe a group setting isn't the right place for them, we can actually go into their home and work one-on-one on different strategies to help. And the topics are everything from, you know, effective discipline to communication, how to problem solve, how to handle anger. Those are some of the topics that we really have in all of our classes and programs. And in addition to the work we're doing for parents, we're also working, we do a lot of training. So we're working with professionals, giving them training on how to prevent child abuse, how to report child abuse, how to understand adverse childhood experiences and how they can, the role they can play in mitigating those in our state. And then
Wow.
we also work, we do advocacy too. So making sure our elected officials know that we're their resource for anything to do with families.
Wow. So a lot of time in Annapolis and
yep.
And Capitol
yep.
Hill and that kind of thing.
Yep. And we're actually there today for
way.
A hearing on adverse childhood experiences that they're having in the Senate.
Wow. This is so exciting that
it
you're
is.
Right in the heart of everything. So
yep.
how do people find you online and reach out for your services?
So it's familytreemd.org is our website. I, you know, really encourage people to go on there and you can see a lot about the work that we're doing. A lot of different ways to get involved, volunteer opportunities. You can support us through donations, follow us on social media. We have a lot of parenting tips that come out every Tuesday is Parenting Tip Tuesday.
I love that.
So we have a lot of fun tips. You know, parenting's hard for everyone.
Yeah.
And I think we all know that, you know, I'm a parent and I've, you know, you have struggles all along as your children grow up. And just
yeah.
knowing that, you know, we're that resource there for everyone. Is important, and we want people to reach out to us and feel like they can call if they need a little advice or you
yeah.
know, information on where to go.
Gosh, that's a good feeling that you know that there's help
yeah.
out there, people who care and are
yep.
going through the same thing. And is there a specific phone number? Is that all available
yeah.
on the website?
So our parenting helpline is 800-243-7337. And again, you know, social media, it's FamilyTreeMD on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. So there's a lot
yeah.
of information there.
You guys are very active on all those platforms. That's important, an important
yeah.
way to reach people, too, and kids as well.
Yep. Absolutely.
That's awesome. Where are you guys physically located, or is that a secret to
No,
know?
No. No, we're located on Charles Street down in the city, and so we have a headquarters there, really fun building where we do a lot of our classes out of that location.
That's awesome. And
yeah.
then how long have you been there, and has your role changed, or did you start in your current role, or
so
how's that worked?
I've been there 18 years.
That's amazing.
And it's evolved over time. You know, as our programs have evolved, we're doing a lot of new initiatives as we're looking at the parenting population. A really interesting program we started with Sinai Hospital is we're actually doing universal home visiting.
Oh, cool.
So if you give birth, it's a pilot that we've started. It's called Family Connects Maryland. It's out of Duke University that we brought here to Baltimore. And so every mom that delivers there who's a city resident gets 1 to 3 home visits. kids.
That's huge.
I know. So wouldn't that be great? I would love that.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome. Yeah. So, yeah, so you've, and as Amanda was saying, Amanda Brown, who's also with us, Director of Marketing and Audience Development at Baltimore Magazine, was saying that's part of the magic of working together with the family tree for so long, is that you've had such a veteran staff there.
Yeah.
And initially, did you have any connection to, did you just have that sort of background education-wise, or did you have any personal experience with abuse and neglect or childhood
prevention? I haven't, but I've been in development all my career and really wanted to work for an organization focused on children. And I've been there as long as I have because of the incredible outcomes of our programs, you know, the families that we're working with day to day. We have all of our, you know, our parenting classes are evaluated by University of Maryland, and the outcomes are incredible and, you know, just great leadership and a great board. Can be working.
Yeah, for sure. You don't do it alone. And as with the development angle, which if people know from nonprofits is sort of the fundraising arm of things, is there, from your vantage point, are there certain things that you need? What are your needs financially at this point, or some things that you're looking to do in the coming years that people can help you out with, you know, year round?
There are a lot of different ways you could help. You know, we have a bunch of different needs for the families that we're working with. And so on our website, there's information on that. Financial donations, we raise 2/3 of our budget privately to support this work. So that, you know, is also really important. And just, you know, you're volunteering if you're interested in being involved, and to buy your ticket to Best of Baltimore, because that's really what supports what we do. The support we get from, you know, from Baltimore Magazine and this event is critical.
Perfect timing to bring people back to how they can buy tickets. See, that's a good development director.
That is.
Isn't it, Amanda? Yes. So tell us about you know, what we can look forward to at this year's party. Most importantly, first of all, how people can get tickets.
And absolutely. So they can get tickets by going to BaltimoreTickets.com. So really easy to remember. We actually launched our own ticketing platform earlier this year. So
that's
all
awesome.
Of our events are hosted on BaltimoreTickets.com. We also host other organizations' events. So you'll be able to see it front and center there. We have the tickets will be on sale through the day of the event. It will increase at the door, so we like to encourage people to get their tickets in advance. Also, last year our event sold out.
Yes.
So tickets were shut off day of, or actually right smack in the morning of the event. So day of the event. So definitely get your tickets if you are thinking about it, because it will sell out.
Yeah, and that's a good problem to have, is that you sold all the tickets, right?
Yes.
And
it
really is, for sure. So I know you guys always, you probably don't want to give away all of the secrets, but is there something, like, are some things that are new this year that people can look forward to at this year's party?
So we always have new music guests. So we have had a relationship with a DJ for a long time, so he will be back, DJ Kopak. But we have a new band, a really fun band coming, and we have some of our similar sponsors that we've had in the past. Horseshoe Casino is our presenting sponsor again. We will have really fun summer cocktails. Those change every year. Beer, amazing restaurants coming, some of the best in Baltimore that are in our best of issue and have been in our best restaurants issue, like you mentioned earlier. So we have a photo booth again. Smythe is sponsoring that. It's a really cool light painting photo booth. We'll have digital caricatures being done that Lexus is sponsoring in a caricature lounge that's new this year.
That's new. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so that should be fun, and some other things. But the music and the fun that people have with just tasting the food, having the cocktails and drinks and beer and dancing is really what this is all about. It's a celebration in our city. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
All the wonderful people in it. And so, Mary, when you're there, are you just enjoying the party, or do you have people representing
the
organization?
Yeah, we'll have a table there also with information on the work that we're doing. You know, again, we always say it's, you know, the party of the summer, a great party for a great cause, and just so much fun.
The money raised is helping directly go to the family tree, which is what it's all about.
Yes. That's one of the things I really do love about this event, is that, you know, a lot of these galas and things are hosted by the nonprofit. So, of course, they're the ones planning and going, you know, doing the work and hosting the event, and whatever proceeds they have stay within their organization. And, this event has been consistently really something we do for the city, and it is really for a good cause. It's not, people think it's making all this money for the magazine and we keep it, and it's totally not how this works. So that's one of my favorite things about it. It's just this common misconception that it's just we're throwing this party for ourselves, and we don't.
That's an important distinction to make. And also, I think it takes, and you could probably agree with this too, Mary, that sort of takes some of the pressure off the nonprofit too, that not be in the event planning business, but the fact that they can partner with someone like Baltimore Magazine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's critical. I mean, we are so grateful. We can't do this work alone. And so we're just grateful to Baltimore Magazine for their commitment to Baltimore's children and families, because it helps us do our work every day.
But I'm sure there's some great stories of success of the work that you've done.
Oh, yeah. They're just families that have come to us and, just not understanding why they're there. And what you see is this light bulb go off halfway through. A lot of our parenting classes are 4 to 10 weeks. And there's this light that goes off and it's just like, oh, my gosh, I didn't realize. And then they go home and try what we teach them in class with their kids. And they'll come back in. And we've had stories of generations, a mom being in our class, bringing her husband and her mother to get involved because it was that helpful. And so that's what really keeps us doing what we're doing every day. It's the families whose lives are changed.
Yeah. Have your needs changed, in your experience within the family?
Yeah, I think it's a challenging time to raise children. And mm-hmm. so I think we've definitely seen that. And, there are a lot of different issues that maybe parents weren't dealing with 10 years ago. And so we're always trying to stay up on how we help families kind of tackle some of those issues.
For sure. So where does some of the proceeds from the Best of Baltimore party go towards and fund for the family tree? Are there specific things in your budget every year?
Yeah, really, because we raise so much privately, it's going to support all of our programs. So our parenting classes, our support groups, our 24-hour parenting helpline, all of those programs are supported by the proceeds of this event.
Because that hotline is staffed like 24/7, right?
Yeah, 24/7. Wow. Any, question, concern. We have someone there. We also have just launched a new website with a live chat feature, which is so exciting. Part of our new stuff. So that's been a great resource for people just to get a quick answer on a question. We're able to send information and tips out.
Yeah.
So that's been a fun change.
And that talk about prevention, that can be a real game changer too if you get somebody the answer that they're looking
right,
for
quickly.
Faster.
Yep.
Yeah. And
yep.
And what are some of those other programs that are being funded or programs and trainings that you do offer specifically for people to know some of the other resources that are available to them should they need, your services at the family?
Yeah, I mean, there's a full range of different programs, as small as one-day workshops on different topics, about raising children or how to really manage social media with your child. So we start, with one-day or four-hour classes like that, and then we kind of build from there. And then, we have, I welcome people to a four-week parenting class. Well, that we have a curriculum that we did with University of Maryland School of Social Work that really kind of talks through the issues around communication and discipline and gives some really, awesome ways to work with your children. And then it kind of goes from there. And we have, some people, if they need home visiting or have, specific struggles, we can help one-on-one with that.
And how about just teenagers alone? I'm thinking of
getting,
communication and, trying
to
get beyond those one-word answers about, how's it going? Fine.
Everything. Yep.
we've all been there. We've been that kid. We're dealing with it in different ways.
Right.
And it's something we all have in common.
Yeah. And I think it's interesting when you look at, as your children grow, your issues you start out with when they're little seem so big at the time, but then they just kind of grow. And that's what's great about our support groups is that they're there. We have parents who maybe came when their kids were toddlers and come back when they're teens, getting right at those issues. Like, how do I communicate with my teen? How do I break through?
And then once you're at that age where you are a teenager, you're thinking about, the next step with college and stuff, volunteerism is huge. And
huge.
Getting and sort of understanding maybe what your parents went through with you a little bit more.
Yeah. We have a great volunteer program. Anybody who's interested, parents and, teenagers have an opportunity to come in. We have a family event that's happening, FamFest, that we do in September that is all about families, parents and children spending time together.
Cool.
So there are a lot of great volunteer opportunities around that.
Did you call that FamFest?
Yeah.
I love that
name.
Isn't
that cute?
It's very, very cool. Are there other, events throughout the I know we're focusing mostly on, the Best of Baltimore party, which is coming up Thursday, August 8th from 6:30 to 10:30 at the Assembly Room. And again, how can we get those tickets, Amanda Brown?
BaltimoreTickets.com.
BaltimoreTickets.com. But are there other things that you do throughout the year that you need help with from people, like, volunteering, fundraising, any of that good stuff?
Yeah. We have a lot of different fundraising committees. So I really encourage folks to get on our website and give us a call. You can, asked to speak with me, I'd love to share some of the things we're doing. We have our FanFest event on September 7th at Lake Montebello.
Oh, cool.
If people want to come, if anybody wants to come volunteer or just come and bring your child, it's really a fun parent-child event that we're having there. And then we have kind of different events throughout the year.
Have you? Is that the first time you've done FanFest?
No, 10 years.
10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, that's
and
amazing.
It's all, you know, it's hard to find free things for parents and children to do together.
Yeah.
And so this is an exciting way.
Amanda, what are we forgetting to talk about here? We have a few minutes left. So
this has always been our signature event throughout every year. It's our largest event we do by far. It's 1,500 people. It's been even larger in the past. When we switched venues, we did have a fire code capacity. So it's a little bit smaller than in years past since moving to the assembly room last year in 2018. But it is our signature event, as I mentioned. This has been our longest standing nonprofit partnership. It's our largest nonprofit partnership by far. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we're really proud of the relationship. We're happy to support this amazing cause. We've definitely had different programs throughout the years with the Family Tree that we've, you know, been involved in or kind of kicked off. And I think, you know, one of the things that I've been talking about in, you know, internally is how we can, as an organization, get involved in one of Family Tree's programs so that the organization, not just the events and marketing team, understand what they're doing. And it's something we kicked off last year with our October issue. We have a Give Baltimore guide where we highlighted lots of nonprofits. And,
awesome.
I think, you know, we did some company outings for the first time in a really long time to give back and volunteer. And I think, you know, strengthening our already existing partnerships is definitely one of my goals. So
that's great.
I always say, you know, a true partnership is a true partnership. It goes both ways. So
it does.
I think
does.
These organizations are all out there doing such amazing work. And there's so many of them here in Baltimore that we're lucky enough to be a part of. But this is obviously our biggest and longest relationship.
That's
and
great.
So,
thank you for doing that, too.
Yeah. And it gives us a platform we would never have to really share the work that we're doing. And that's what I think is so important about, you know, this partnership is, you know, the opportunities like this where we're able to really talk about what we do and share what we do with such a broad audience.
And where that
is
money,
critical.
Where the money goes and more about the programs.
We hope that, you know, people are going on our microsite, which is bmag.co/bob19, and reading about the party. And there's a whole separate tab on the Family Tree. And we hope that, you know, these 1,500 individuals or at least 1,000 of them that have never heard of the Family Tree are seeing it for the first time and are just at least glancing at it and saying, oh, wow, I didn't know that existed here. And I didn't know that they do this amazing work. And just an awareness factor is for us, that's what it's all about.
You're bringing that huge audience to them. That's great.
Yeah.
Is it too late for sponsorships at this point for this year's?
It's not for certain things. You know, there are sponsorships available through the Family Tree that their board really, you know, leads those efforts, and their corporate ticket packages, and there's some other benefits, and
great.
Of course, you know, that gives the Family Tree that additional support.
Yeah.
So we love to see those Family Tree sponsorships come in from companies, and our sponsorships are more activation based. So things at the party and their logo on, you know, recognition throughout our promotional campaign, which is a 90-day program, and it's a pretty robust campaign that we're, you know, well into at this point. But
yeah, and that's great exposure. I mean, you got that little swag bag and you look at those, you know, businesses and you know that they have a heart and they've given back to the Family Tree and they're good people to support.
Signage and collateral that we have postcards and little coasters that we pass out all over Baltimore. They went out actually last week, so they should be in area businesses and hopefully people will start seeing them and you know, it has Family Tree on there, and so people again are recognizing these things.
Yeah,
so
they can associate that. That's really cool.
Yep.
And I love that. When is the giving portion of that issue coming out again too for people to see?
The Give Baltimore issue? It's October.
Awesome.
Yes.
Right in time for like Giving Tuesday, which is
exactly.
around that time frame.
Perfect timing.
Right around
we'll
that
be
timing
it.
On purpose.
And everyone's feeling charitable and giving towards the end of the year too, as we get closer to the holidays and whatnot too. Well, you guys are both so good at what you do and you're just doing such wonderful work, and I want to thank you both for being here. And I know you don't do it alone, so if we want to end things with maybe a shout out in both of your organizations, some people who, you know, you couldn't do without.
Oh yeah, definitely. You know, Pat Croner, our executive director, and Kelly Harrison, our manager of special events, you know, they're both very key in this partnership. So
yeah, for sure. And you've been hearing Mary Francioli talking there, director of development and communication at the Family Tree, and Amanda Brown, Director of Marketing and Audience Development at Baltimore Magazine. Who do you want to thank?
everyone at the magazine. This is we really talk about this event, this party, as a company-wide effort, because without the issue and the work that our editorial and art team and design team are doing to create this issue, we have nothing to celebrate at this party. So it's a joint effort. This is all of our babies, but of course, you know, my team is holding the weight with the party, and you know, we spend almost a year planning this party. Yeah. So I have a great team, and they work very hard at making sure this goes off without a hitch.
Yeah,
so.
And you guys are cool as cucumbers. I mean, to see you in action is also something to behold, and a reason, another reason to get a ticket, because it really is. Anybody who's been, you know, but planned any kind of event, but of this scale, it's like,
yeah,
holy
cow.
Yeah,
people will talk about, you know, planning a wedding and, yeah, you know, all these things, and I'm like, try 1,500 people.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my goodness. And
it's
again,
it's a fun night. You don't want to miss it.
It is a fun night.
Absolutely.
So get your tickets.
Yes, for sure. And you can do that. So it's Thursday, August 8th from 6:30 to 10:30 at the Assembly Room. And then we're looking forward to the Best Of issue, which is going to come out July 26th. And then once again, Amanda, the link to the tickets to get those.
BaltimoreTickets.com.
Awesome. And the earlier the better, right?
The earlier the better. It will sell out.
That's awesome. And anybody interested in, you know, sponsorships or any other way to support the Family Tree, thank you again to Mary Francioli as well, Director of Development and Communications at the Family Tree, for joining us again.
Oh, it's been great. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having
us. Really appreciate
it. And if anybody has any questions, they can reach out to me as well on social media. We're just talking about how we're always posting things.
Right.
You can't get that word out enough. So I'm on all the platforms too at Gina Crash, and I'll put you guys in touch with each other. So we will see you at the party.
Sounds great. Thanks so much.
August 8th.
And you guys, this has been a production of Entercom Baltimore. And we'll see you next time. Thanks for listening.